The District of Houston is continuing its recent practice of an increased annual paving budget by allocating $2 million this year to the task. The increase comes as council tries to address long-standing issues relating to the road conditions within the community. A list of 19 separate locations released by the district indicates how and where the money will be spent. North Nadina from 3rd to 5th will see an overlay, as will 3rd Street from Nadina to Tweedy, while the North Tweedy and 5th Street intersection will sport a new smooth layer of asphalt. There will be a utility patch on West 5th, while an overlay will be placed from Mountain to the parking lot. Crews will use the mill and fill technique on Gillespie Road from Hungerford to Mountain View and on Olson from Sullivan Way to the end of the curb. Mill and fill is the technique whereby the top layer of asphalt is removed and a new layer then laid down. Further work on Olson from the end of the curb to where good asphalt starts will involve an overlay. Mill and fill will further be used at these locations, on Pearson from Hagman to the Dead End Loop, on a single lane of 14th Street and the pool entrance, with an option to do both lanes, and on 12th Street from Copeland to the mall. Buck Flats Road from Lund to the start of Good Asphalt will feature an overlay, while preparation and paving is scheduled for Baggerman Place and 3010 Nadina. Both locations have experienced water repair works. The District of Houston Office Parking Lot and the Houston and District Chamber of Commerce Parking Lot will each get new pavement. One street that won't see any work this year, save perhaps for some patching, is 6th. A circumstance that has resulted in a complaint and petition being sent to the district. It's the main road for CN and other railroad workers, and it's home to many residents, 6th Street resident Jessica Schumeister told council in a letter that was on the agenda of its July 8, 2025 meeting. It also leads to a popular river access point, drawing regular traffic from both local and visitors. Given how busy this street is, it's unacceptable that it continues to be overlooked while other roads in better condition are prioritized for repair. Speaking briefly in response to the letter on July 8, Operations Manager Mike Cooper told council the area at the end of 6th is on the list for work next year. "We'll maintain the road to the best we can right now," he said.